Marcelo de la Llave. Marcelo is a commended worker and missionary in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and he's here to tell us about the ministry there and share some of the word with us. Thank you, Brother Johnson, for once again letting us do this. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. I'm going to sit right here. Marcelo is going to speak from here. At some point, I may have to help translate. And if that happens, just bear with us. I'm used to translating to Spanish, but I'm not really used to translating to English. So we'll see how that goes. So, brother, you can come.
Well, good morning. Happy day for every mother this morning. Well, if you have patience, my English is so bad, but maybe you can understand me. We are very happy with my wife. Liliana is there to stay here. It's a pleasure, it's an honor for us to stay here with you. We are missionaries from Argentina. Do you know Argentina? You can see this map. You see the light blue is Argentina, between Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia. Argentina is at the end of the map. It's falling on the map just before Antarctica. Maybe do you know Messi? Do you know Messi, the soccer player? Okay. Do you know the pop? Oh, no, no. You don't need to know the pop. It's from Argentina. And I like to take 5 or 6 minutes to tell about our family, our minister, and if it's possible, you know more about Argentina, about the God's work in this country. Well, my wife and me are 36 years like marriage, and we have 3 children. Oh, no children, 2 boys and 2 daughters, 1 daughter, okay. Maybe I need the slide for the pictures, pen. Okay, this is our family. You can see on the right my son, oldest, our son, Steve. In the middle, on the left, me, Elia, and my little princess, Anne, is on the left. I can tell you, I like to tell you about my family. Okay, there. Another slide, please. Okay, just another slide. Okay, don't worry. Well, I'll tell you. Ah, I come to see there. Okay, in the left you can see. Oh, well, you can see Elia and Nain. They are our middle son. He got married 4 months ago. He's an architect, and his wife's a teacher. They are team leaders in our church. And he played the guitar too. Play the guitar in the church, play the guitar in the house, play the guitar in the bathroom, okay, play the guitar in all the places, okay? And on the left is our oldest son, Steve, and Jasmine, Steven and Jasmine. He's a computer engineer, and she has a degree in communication, and they are a leader of young people university, young people in our church. And the middle, below, is my little princess, Anna, with her boyfriend. I don't like him. no, yes, he's a very good man. But she is, yes, oh, okay, well, she's dating, and they are about to get married. She is interior design. She is a teacher at the university, and she is studying in Dallas Theological Seminary online. Her boyfriend is an accountant, and he is working in his church. We only, I like to say thank you for God, for His grace. It was only grace of God to give us a beautiful family. And in this Mother's Day, I come to say, I like to say, my wife Liliana are very, was a very hard work with our children, okay? And then this is the more important disciple in the life, the family. And then I come to tell you, I like to tell you about us. We are in the minister, we are a missionary for 36 years in Buenos Aires City. Argentina has 46 million people. Buenos Aires is a big city. I'm an elder in my church, and we are missionaries. I was a teacher. I quit. I gave up the teacher work when God called us to the missionary, to the full time, and we, in obedience to Him, we serving to the Lord for all the time. When I started the church 40 years ago, there was some young people, some grandparents, and two couples, okay? Only two couples. We were very young, but God was very good. And we were a lot in this church. Now we have 130 young people, maybe 100 couples, and 450 people in the church. We have a long way, a long trip, many tears, many mistakes, but God's grace was better, could more. Okay, this is the word, the grace of God could more. And He made a miracle. You can see some pictures. Okay, this is our church in Buenos Aires. This is church. Okay, this is church teens. There are there is a challenger for us to see these young people loving the Lord and serving the Lord and preaching the gospel. This is the university yard of the church. This is in the lunch 1 month ago. And the Sunday service in the church, we have the church is like a factory, an old factory. And no more. That's okay. We need to pray for us, to pray for my family, for our family, to pray for our minister. To work, we were one, and the more important was with the church in Buenos Aires City. The another minister was preaching and teaching the word of God in every state in Argentina, in every country. We were preaching and teaching the word of God in Chile, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Panama, Uruguay, Paraguay, Costa Rica, Mexico and United States, okay? In all the places, God was with grace with us for to have this privilege to honor to preach the word of God. My wife preached to the women's conference and camp, and I was preaching in camps and church and conference and different situations. And the last, my wife has a degree in University Liberty University in psychology and biblical counseling, and she has a degree in Barcelona. It's a neuropsychology clinic. But I don't like. I don't know what is the reason I study all, because she knows something. About me, no? A lot of study, but she know I'm crazy. I can't help. No, como no tengo remedio. I have no remedy. Okay, and I finished the master degree in Dallas Theological Seminary. Yesterday was the graduation, and this is the reason we are here. Okay, thank you again, and. Okay. And then I like to share the Bible, Arturo. I need to translate for me. I like to say, maybe you can see Oseas, the prophet Oseas. Daniel?
What does
he say? Okay. Yeah.
So Hosea, we're in the book of Hosea.
This is it. Sam, maybe for the time, I in Santa Maria, you're preaching in English. No, you stay here. Prophet Hosea, I like to find about five essential in the Christian life. I think you should know about the relationship of God. The prophet Oseas, in Oseas capítulo 6.
Osea chapter 6.
Es the first thing, perdón, es la primera cosa que quiero decirles.
The first thing he wants to say.
Es acerca de conocer a Dios.
It's about knowing God.
Eso es lo que Oseas capítulo 6 dice. En el verso 1 es una oración que tiene Israel.
So in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1 we have a prayer from Hosea. That has to do with knowing God.
Y en el verso 1 dice, vamos a buscar a Dios.
In verse 1 it says, let's search for God. Let me get my English Bible.
Yes. Él hirió y él nos sanará.
Hold on, un momento.
Sí. Come, let us return to the Lord. Vamos a volver al Señor, ¿no? Sí. No problem. Oh, aquí tienes, si no tiene. Ok, yo no necesito. Ok. Sí. Vamos
so
a.
So he says, come, let us return to the Lord.
And the en el verso 3.
And on verse 3.
Dice, la forma de volver a Dios.
Tells us what is the way in which we
es seguir, return to the Lord. Es seguir el conocimiento de Dios.
Is to follow the knowledge of God.
Dice, to follow.
He said, let us know, let us press on to the Lord. He's going out, is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth.
La primera cosa es conocer a Dios, no amar a Dios.
So the first thing is to know God, not to love God, but to know Him.
Porque primero debemos conocer para amar.
First we have to know someone before we can love them.
Es como en el matrimonio, cuanto más conocemos al cónyuge, más lo amamos.
It's like in our marriage, the more we know our spouses, the more we love them.
El problema es que en el matrimonio también más conocemos sus errores.
The problem with marriage is that the more we know our spouses, the more we know their mistakes.
Y ahí vienen los problemas.
And this is where the problems start.
Pero cuando hablamos de Dios,
when we talk about God,
cuanto más conocemos a Dios y su santidad,
the more we know about God and His holiness,
más le vamos a amar.
The more we love Him.
La primera cosa es conocer a Dios.
So the first thing is to know God.
Spurgeon decía,
Spurgeon said,
conocer a Dios ensancha la mente,
knowing God broadens the mind,
humilla el alma,
humbles the spirit,
y rinde el corazón,
and blesses the heart.
A.W. Tozer dice en su libro Hacia el conocimiento de Dios,
Tozer has another quote,
la primera cosa que venga a tu mente cuando hablamos de Dios es lo más importante de la vida.
The first thing that comes to your mind when we talk about God is the most important thing in your life.
El doctor Charles Ryrie dice,
Charles Ryrie also says,
teología es pensar en Dios.
Theology is to think about God.
Así que no estoy hablando de servir a Dios.
So I'm not talking about serving God,
o venir a la iglesia,
or coming to church,
o ser un maestro de escuela dominical,
or be a Sunday school teacher.
Lo primero es conocer a Dios.
The first thing is to know God.
Obviamente, para conocer a Dios necesitamos conocer su palabra.
Obviously, to know God, we have to know His word.
Y ahí tenemos problemas.
And this is where the problem starts.
Necesitamos conocer toda la Biblia.
We need to know the whole counsel of God.
No solo Juan 3 sobre Nicodemo.
Not just John 3 about Nicodemus.
No solo Juan 4 sobre la mujer samaritana.
Not just John chapter 4 and the Samaritan woman.
O Lucas 15, la parábola del hijo pródigo.
Or Luke chapter 15 and the parable of the prodigal son.
Necesitamos conocer los 28 capítulos de Mateo.
We need to know the 28 chapters of Matthew.
16 de Marcos.
The 16 chapters in Mark.
24 de Lucas.
The 24 chapters in Luke.
The 21 of John, the 16 Roman, the 28 Acts, the 52 chapter of Jeremiah, or the 48 chapter Ezekiel, or the 25 verse to Judah. Para apurar.
Yeah, no,
okay. Necesitamos toda la Biblia para todo el hombre.
We need the whole Bible for the whole of man.
Quizás no has estudiado el Salmo 119.
Maybe you haven't studied Psalm 119.
Es muy largo.
It's very long.
Very long. Tiene 176 versículos.
It has 176
es un
verses.
Salmo acróstico.
It's an acrostic psalm.
Tiene las 22 letras del alfabeto hebreo.
It has the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
Multiplicado por 8 versículos.
Multiplied by 8 verses.
Nos da 176.
We have 176.
El Salmo 119 habla de lo que la Biblia es.
And Psalm 119 tells us what the Bible is.
Habla de lo que la Biblia hace.
Tells us what the Bible does.
Hace de lo, habla de lo que la, yo debo hacer con la Biblia.
And it tells us most importantly what
meditar
we should
ella,
do with our Bibles. We should meditate in the
estudiarla,
Bible.
Estudiarla.
Study the Bible.
Amarla.
Love the Bible.
Necesitamos toda la Biblia para todo el hombre.
We need the whole Bible for the whole man.
Si no conocemos la palabra de Dios,
if we do not know no, the word of God,
no conoceremos a Dios.
We cannot know God.
Un pastor una vez quería saber cuánto de Biblia sabía su iglesia.
One pastor once made a challenge and he wanted to know how much of the Bible his church knew.
Y fue una clase de escuela dominical y entró rápidamente.
And he surprised one of his Sunday school classes and walked to the door.
Y apuntó a un niño y le dijo, tú, quiero hacerte una pregunta.
And he pointed at a kid and says, you, I want to ask you a question.
¿Quién derribó los muros de Jericó?
Who threw down the walls of Jericho?
Yo no fui, dijo él.
Because I didn't do it as the kid.
Así que el pastor le habló a la maestra y le dijo, ¿oíste lo que dijo el niño?
So the pastor addressed the teacher and said, you hear what the teacher said? Do you see what this kid said?
Y la maestra dijo, yo lo conozco y él no miente.
And the teacher said, I know this kid and he's not lying.
Entonces el pastor salió y buscó al director de la escuela dominical.
So the pastor came out of the Sunday school classroom and he looked for the director of Sunday school.
Y le contó la historia.
And he told him this story.
Y el pastor pensó.
And the pastor thought about
it. Y dijo,
it.
Conozco al niño, conozco a la maestra.
He said, I know this teacher and I know this student.
Ellos no mienten.
They are not lying.
Así que el pastor escribió una carta a los ancianos de la iglesia.
So the pastor wrote a letter to the elders of the church.
Contándole esta historia.
Telling them this story.
Y los ancianos le dijeron, pastor, no se preocupe.
And the elders said, don't worry.
Tenemos seguro contra derrumbes.
We have insurance against earthquakes.
Okay, we need to know the Bible. Okay?
We need to know the Bible.
We need to love the Word of God. Or to, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I just have a hard time
okay.
Searching back.
Necesitamos conocer a Dios y conocer su palabra.
We need to know God and we need to know His word.
Juan 17:3 dice, esta es la vida eterna.
John 17:3 says, this is eternal life.
Que te conozcan a ti, el único Dios verdadero, y a Jesucristo, a quien has enviado.
True God and Jesus Christ, His Son, whom you have sent.
La segunda cosa no es solo conocer a Dios, es amar a Dios.
The second part is not just knowing God, but to love God.
El Antiguo y Nuevo Testamento se encuentran en las palabras del Señor Jesús en Mateo 12:30.
In Matthew 12:30, we have the Old and New Testament in the words of Jesus.
Tú recuerdas donde dice amarás a tu Dios con todo tu corazón y
you
toda
shall
tu
love
mente
your God
y toda
with
tu
all
alma.
Your heart, with all your mind and with all your soul.
El Señor está citando Deuteronomio 6:5 y Levítico 19:18.
The Lord is quoting from Deuteronomy 6:5.
Y él está diciendo lo más importante es amar a Dios.
And he is saying that the most important thing is to love God.
Conocer a Dios y amar a Dios.
To know God and to love God.
¿Tú recuerdas a la mujer samaritana que hizo al Señor Jesús una pregunta religiosa?
Do you remember the Samaritan woman? She asked Christ a religious question.
Acerca de qué monte hay que adorar, Samaria o Jerusalén.
Where should we worship? Should we worship in Samaria or should we worship in Jerusalem?
Y el Señor le dijo, no es cuestión de montes.
And the Lord says, it's not about the mount.
Es cuestión de corazones.
It's about your heart.
Y dijo algo impresionante en el verso 23 de Juan capítulo 4.
And he said something impressive in chapter 4 and verse 23.
Que Dios busca adoradores que le adoren en espíritu y en verdad.
God is looking for worshipers that worship in spirit and truth.
Dios está buscando.
God is looking.
What? El texto en inglés
The text in English.
Dice seeking, buscando. But, pero Dios no es omnipresente y omnisciente.
God is looking and searching, but isn't God omniscient and omnipresent?
¿Qué quiere decir esto de que Dios está buscando?
What does this mean that God is seeking?
Que es difícil de encontrar, eso quiere decir.
It means that it is difficult to find.
Ahora, ¿qué está buscando? ¿Predicadores?
Is he seeking preachers?
No. Está buscando pastores,
is he seeking pastors,
maestros de escuela dominical,
Sunday school teachers,
cantantes,
singers.
No, está buscando personas que le adoren.
No, he is looking for people to worship him.
Personas que le adoren son personas que le aman.
People who worship him are people who love him.
Él está buscando gente que ame a Dios de todo corazón.
He is looking for people who loves God with all their heart.
Esta es la cuestión o la pregunta más importante que él hizo en Juan capítulo 21.
This is the most important question Jesus made in John chapter 21.
¿Te acuerdas? A Pedro y todos los discípulos estaban desanimados.
Peter and all the disciples were very discouraged.
Dos veces pone una palabra griega para que él se manifestó.
And two times it says that he manifested himself.
Esa es una palabra que quiere decir que él se reveló o se mostró por un propósito.
And these words means that he revealed himself for a purpose.
Así que hizo el milagro de los peces.
So he made he had the we have the
le sirvió el desayuno.
Of the fish. He gave them breakfast.
Y le dijo a Pedro,
and he told Peter,
tres veces,
three times,
Pedro me amas.
Peter, do you love
Pedro
me?
Me amas.
Peter, do you love me?
Pedro me amas.
Peter, do you love me?
Quiero hacerte una pregunta.
I want to ask you a question.
Si te preguntara cuándo fue la última vez que oraste,
if I ask you when was the last time you prayed,
tú podrías decirme hoy, ayer o esta semana.
You could say today, yesterday, or this week.
Pero si te pregunto cuándo fue la última vez que de rodillas le dijiste Señor te amo.
Well, when I if I ask you when was the last time you got on your knees and said to God I love you.
Deberías pensar cuándo fue la última vez.
You should think when was the last time you did that.
Porque oramos para pedir.
Because we pray to ask.
Oramos para buscar.
We pray to seek things.
Oramos para rogar.
We pray to beg the Lord.
Pero muchas veces no oramos de rodillas diciéndole Señor te amo.
But oftentimes we don't bend our knees to say God we love you.
Tengo un amigo misionero que tiene una hija pequeña.
I have a missionary friend with a young daughter.
Y esta niña siempre le decía papá amo mucho a mi perrito.
And this daughter always said dad I really love my puppy.
Todo el tiempo decía que amaba a su perrito.
All the time this girl said she loved her puppy.
Así que un día estaba comiendo una cookie ella y estaba con el perrito.
One day she was eating a cookie and she was standing next to her puppy.
Y el padre le preguntó, ¿amas mucho al perrito?
And the dad asked, don't you love your dog a lot? Your
dale
puppy?
La galletita, dale la cookie.
Give your dog the cookie, give the puppy the cookie.
La niña miró la cookie, miró el perrito.
The girl looked at the cookie and looked at the puppy.
Miró la cookie, miró el perrito.
Kept looking at the cookie and the dog and
y miró
puppy.
Al padre.
And then she looked
y le
at her
dijo,
dad and said,
no tanto.
I don't love him that much.
quizás somos así nosotros, ¿no?
Maybe that's the way we are.
La tercera cosa no es solo conocer a Dios y amar a Dios, es temer a Dios.
So the third thing is to, the first is to know God, to love God, and the third one is to fear God.
En Proverbios 1:7 dice que el principio de la sabiduría es el temor a Dios.
Proverbs 1:7 says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
La palabra hebrea ahí para comenzar no es que es primero porque hay un segundo o tercero.
The word in Hebrew there is not a word that marks a consecutive number as first, second, or third.
Sino que el principio o el comienzo es el fundamento de la vida.
So that the beginning is the foundation of life.
Todo depende de esto.
Everything depends on this.
Y todo depende de temer a Dios.
And everything depends on fearing God.
Allí se sostiene cada cosa de nuestra vida.
This holds every part of our lives.
¿Qué es temer a Dios?
What is it to fear God?
En una forma sencilla de decirlo,
in an easy way to say this,
es la respuesta de tu alma a todo lo que Dios es y a todo lo que Dios hace.
Is the answer of your soul for everything that God does and everything who God is.
¿Conoces a Dios?
Do you know God?
¿Amas a Dios?
Do you love God?
¿Temes a Dios?
Do you fear God?
Temor a Dios es reverencia.
The fear of God is reverence.
Es respeto.
Respect.
Es rendición.
A surrender.
Es renuncia.
It's renunciation.
Es lo que Dios buscó de Israel muchas veces, un corazón que Israel tenga que tema a Dios.
This is what God sought in Israel all the time, a heart that feared God.
No tengo el tiempo para explicar todo el tema del temor
a
Dios. We
don't have the time to go over the fear of God at length.
Pero te quiero dejar un solo pensamiento.
But I want to leave you with one thought.
Uno de los ladrones de la cruz creyó en Cristo.
One of the thieves that was hanging next to the Lord believed in him.
Pero el otro le fue dicho, ¿no temes tú a Dios estando en la misma condenación?
And the other one said, one thief said to them, don't you fear God while you are in the same, suffering the same condemnation?
Y él no le temió.
And he did not fear God.
Necesitamos temer a Dios.
We need to fear God.
En cuarto lugar, debemos obedecer a Dios.
We need to obey God.
¿Recuerdas en 1 Samuel 15, 22, Dios le dijo a Saúl, es mejor la obediencia que los sacrificios?
In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 22, the Lord says, I desire obedience rather than sacrifice.
Es better than, es mejor que.
This is better than.
Y tú puedes hacer una lista.
And you can make a list.
Es mejor que casi todas las cosas, la obediencia.
Better than anything else is to obey God.
Eso es lo que Hebreos 11 nos enseña.
This is what Hebrews chapter 11 tells us.
Que Abraham salió por en obediencia de fe.
That Abraham went out in obedience of faith.
Y Noé en obediencia de fe construyó el arca.
And Noah in obedience of faith built the ark.
Y Abel ofreció mejor sacrificio en obediencia de fe.
And Abel offered a better sacrifice in obedience of faith.
Y así todos los personajes de Hebreos 11.
And on all the characters in Hebrews chapter 11.
La obediencia es profundamente importante para la vida.
Obedience is profoundly important for life.
El apóstol Juan dijo en su primera carta.
The apostle John said in John in 1 John
7 veces,
7 times,
si decimos y no hacemos, si decimos
y no
hacemos,
if we say and we don't do, if we say and don't do,
como si Juan dijera deja de hablar y hacelo,
like John is telling us stop saying and do it,
no prometas más, cumplilo,
stop making promises and get to work,
basta de palabras, ve a los hechos,
enough words, go to the facts.
Dios quiere obediencia.
God wants obedience.
En último lugar,
last point,
no tengo tiempo,
we don't have much
pero
time,
en último lugar, servir a Dios.
Is to serve God.
Servir a Dios debería ser la consecuencia de las otras cuatro cosas.
Serving God should be a consequence or the result of the other four.
El fruto de las otras
the
cuatro
fruit
cosas.
Of the consequence of the fruit of the other four things we talked about.
Quizás esa es la razón por la que tenemos problemas dentro de la iglesia con el servicio a Dios.
And this is maybe why we have problems in the church when it comes to serving God.
Porque ponemos muy rápido personas en el servicio.
Because we rush to put people into service.
Y ellos necesitan conocer a Dios, amar a Dios, temer a Dios y obedecer a Dios para servirle.
And people need to know God, people need to love God, people need to fear God, and people need to
obedecer, temer,
obey God in order to be servants of God.
A veces tomamos una joven y que quiere servir a Dios.
Sometimes we think of somebody young who wants to serve God.
Y le damos que sea maestra de escuela dominical.
We give them all these responsibilities.
Ella está muy feliz.
And this young person may be very happy.
Y queda encerrada en una sala con 20 niños.
And there she is with 20 kids in a classroom.
Y ella ahí comienza a sufrir.
And there the suffering begins.
Porque servir a Dios debe ser una consecuencia.
Because serving God should be a consequence of the last.
Un fruto de todo lo
it
demás.
Should be the fruit of everything else.
El tiempo se nos ha ido, pero quiero hacerte algunas preguntas.
Our time is over, but I would like to ask you a few questions.
Lo quiero hacer con todo respeto a estas preguntas.
I want to ask these questions very respectfully.
¿Cuánto conoces a Dios?
How much do you know God?
¿Cuánto conoces su palabra?
How much do you know His word?
¿Conoces al profeta Geo o Zacarías?
Do you know of the prophet Haggai or Zechariah?
¿O has estudiado el libro de Ezequiel?
Have you studied the book of Ezekiel?
Cuanto conozcas su palabra, más conocerás a Dios.
The more you know his word, the more you know God.
Una segunda cosa que quiero preguntarte es ¿cuánto amas a Dios?
The second question I'd like to ask you is how much do you love God?
Alguien dijo que cualquier cosa en nuestra vida que amemos más que a Dios es un ídolo.
Somebody said that anything in life that we love more than God is an idol.
Puede ser aún la familia o un trabajo.
It can be your family or it can be even your job.
O puede ser algo bueno.
Or it can be anything good.
Pero no puede tomar el lugar de Dios.
Or it cannot take the place of God.
Tal vez hoy es un buen día para llegar a nuestra casa.
Today is a good day to come home.
Y arrodillarnos.
And bend your knee.
Y decirle, Dios, no vine a pedirte nada.
And say to God, I'm not here to ask you for anything.
Dios, no quiero nada hoy.
There's nothing that I can ask for right
Lo solo
now.
Quiero decirte.
I just want to tell you.
Que te amo.
That I love you.
¿Cómo está tu temor a Dios?
How is your fear of God?
¿Cuánto respeto y reverencia tienes por Dios?
How much respect and reverence do we have for God?
¿Y estás obedeciendo a Dios?
And are we obeying God?
¿O somos de hablar mucho?
Or are we people who just talk?
Ese es el problema que tenemos los predicadores.
That is the problem we have as preachers.
Por eso la Biblia dice, no sean muchos de ustedes predicadores.
That is why the Bible says, not many of you should wish to
no
be preachers.
No es solo hablar, es obedecer.
It's not just about talking, it's about
es vivir.
It's about living.
Y por último,
and lastly,
¿cómo está tu servicio a Dios?
How is your service to the Lord?
¿Estás siendo feliz?
Are you happy?
¿Estás sirviendo como una consecuencia de todo lo demás que
Are
dijimos?
Are you serving as a consequence of everything else we've been talking about?
Espero que sea así en tu vida en esta mañana.
I hope this is the case for all of us this morning.
Disculpen lo poco del tiempo.
Our time is over.
Pero quiero agradecerles este pequeño lugar que nos dieron junto a mi esposa.
But I want to thank you for opening the doors to me and my wife.
I'd like to say thank you, Arturo and Lola, for Recibas, hostas.
Yep.
And it's free? No, okay.
Well,
no.
Let you know.
Pray for us. Okay.
No, don't pray. Right. Just... no, it's free. It's free.
Muchas gracias. Arturo, ¿quieres orar?
Yeah, vamos, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you for our brother Marcelo and our brother Nathan who were here to speak the word to us. Thank you, Lord, for the great blessing that this was in our lives. And I pray, Father, that all these things that we heard this morning will become ingrained in our hearts. They are closely related. Help us, Lord, to obey you to the brim, like Nate said, like you said in your word earlier today, to obey you with all our hearts and to really serve you as a result of the love we have for you and the fear we have of you and the knowledge that we have of you, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will bless us and help us, Lord, to put these things into practice. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.